听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking the time to study English with us today. My name is Steve. Well, in this month's Tips for Living, our author will offer some suggestions on how to be safe while traveling on the road. Yes, summertime is a great time for vacations with family and friends, and that means there will be a lot of people traveling on the road. For this reason, we thought it was a good idea to look at some reminders for a safer summer holiday. One word that you need to know for this lesson is the noun crash, as in, Lori broke her leg in a car crash last Friday. Well, I think that's it, so why don't we get our magazines open and turn to page 39 for the reading.
Road trip safety. Tips to keep you and your family safe on the road. Do you have any road trips planned for the summer? If so, why not review a few safety tips to help you travel safely? Watch the road. Make sure you're well rested and stay off your cell phone when you drive. Tiredness and cell phone usage cause serious accidents. When you drive, keep your eyes on the road and your mind on your driving. You may need to react quickly to avoid an accident. Children's safety. Car crashes cause the most accidental deaths for children worldwide. In some places, child safety seats are required for children until they're over 145 centimeters.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. And in our article today called Road Trip Safety, we'll be giving you some tips on living, some ways how you can have a better life and how you can travel safely when you are going on a trip where it involves lots of driving. Now first, let me ask Chip. Chip, have you taken a road trip before? And if so, when and what did you do?
Oh, absolutely. In America, there's many different places you can go for vacation. And usually, because America is so large, if you drive there, it takes several hours. And actually, I kind of like road trips or trips where you're driving and it takes several hours because it's very fun. The traveling to get to your destination can be a very fun time.
Right. But remember, friends, we're in the middle of summer. It's July. It's very hot. And if you are traveling with your family, you sometimes might forget to do things that will keep you and your family safe. So that's why today we'll be giving you four tips on how you can drive safely and how you can go on road trips and stay safe. What's our first tip, Chip?
Well, actually, first, our article asks the question, do you have any road trips planned for the summer? Maybe your family likes to go on a summer vacation where you will be traveling in the car on a road trip. Well, if so, why not review a few tips to help you travel safely. Let's go to Liz and take a look at this sentence with her on Grammar on the Go.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to Grammar on the Go. My name is Liz, and I'm on a road trip with some friends. We're now at a rest stop, so let's go ahead and take some time to look at today's grammar tip sentence. If so, why not review a few safety tips to help you travel safely? Notice the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, if so. It's a shortened way of saying if it is so, and so just means in the way that was just mentioned. In the case of today's sentence, what was just mentioned was Do you have road trips planned for the summer? And in response to that, one could say, if you do have road trips planned for the summer, why not review a few safety tips to help you travel safely? But that just sounds too long and wordy, and simply substituting that long opening phrase with, if so, makes the whole sentence shorter and to the point. This way of using so is often found in formal situations, and here are some example sentences. The weather has been clear and sunny and will remain so until tomorrow. Or, Billy has always been afraid of germs, and after he had that flu last month, he became even more so. Or, are you interested in the latest fashions and designs? If so, then come visit the fashion fair at the mall. That's it for now. Oh, and I see my friends, they're all waiting for me in the car now, so time for me to go. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Okay, okay, I'm coming, okay?
Thank you, Liz. Now, let's go to our first tip. Our first tip is watch the road. This means that you have to look very carefully when you're driving and pay close attention to your surroundings.
And our article gives some tips on how you can make sure you watch the road. And make sure, first of all, that you are well rested, that you get plenty of rest, plenty of sleep. And secondly, stay off your cell phone when you drive. And actually, that can be a very strong temptation to use your cell phone when you're driving.
In fact, it's very dangerous and it's also against the law. Many car accidents are caused each year by people who are talking on their cell phones when they drive. So, our article says, tiredness, or the feeling that you are very, very tired, feeling very exhausted, feeling like you have no energy, and cell phone usage cause serious accidents.
And it's very true. Tiredness and cell phone usage cause a lot of accidents every year. So when you drive, our article says, keep your eyes on the road. That means continue to watch the road, concentrate on the road in front of you, and keep your mind on your driving.
So think about where you're going. Be careful. Watch the road signs. Be aware of the speed limit, and be aware of your surroundings. So use your head and your mind when you drive, because our article says you may need to react quickly to avoid an accident. And the word react means you might need to respond. If someone is driving and they suddenly stop, then you have to react very quickly. You have to quickly respond and stop and keep yourself from getting into an accident.
And an accident is often, sometimes we refer to an accident as a mistake, something that happens that's bad that you didn't plan for it to happen. And so an accident, often we call an accident in a car, we often call a car crash. And that's one of our word bank words. So a car crash or a crash is what, Esther?
Well, a car crash is when a car that is moving hits something else that is either moving like a car or something that is not moving and causes damage. So this word crash means a moving vehicle that hits something and causes damage. And this goes on to our second tip, and we'll be giving you some tips about children's safety. But our article says car crashes cause the most accidental deaths for children worldwide. So many children die around the world because of car crashes.
And of course, these are the most accidental deaths are caused by car crashes. That means deaths that are not as a result of medical problems or diseases or something like that. They're accidental deaths. Now, in some places, child safety seats are required by law for children until they are over 145 centimeters. So just following that law will certainly help keep your children safe. We're going to take a break, but before we do, we're going to go to a skit and see what's happening there.
Why are you looking at all these maps?
I want to take a road trip. Road trips are so much fun.
They sure are, but they're also dangerous.
Oh, yeah, I guess driving can be scary.
Don't worry, though. I know some safety tips that will help keep our family safe.
Like what?
Well, first, you have to stay focused on driving. Be well rested and don't talk on the cell phone.
Oh, that's very good advice, dear.
And keep the kids safe. Car crashes are a leading cause of death.
Oh, no! Maybe the kids should stay home.
No, but we should put the little ones in safety seats, and older kids should sit in the back.
But what about us?
Well, we always have to buckle our seatbelts. They save lives.
I always buckle up.
Me too. And remember, no alcohol. Drunk driving causes accidents.
I never drink and drive.
Okay, then let's take a road trip. You get the kids and I'll get the car.
Hooray! So where are we going?
I don't know.
Then I guess I better bring the map.
Welcome back, everybody. Most, perhaps all of what we read in today's lesson is common sense. It should be obvious that driving while we are talking on the phone is not the smartest thing to do, nor should we drive when we're too tired. But there's nothing wrong with a friendly reminder, right? Our next key word is the noun rate. The growth rate of children is much higher than 50 years ago because of better food. Next is the noun alcohol. Our example sentence reads, never drive your car or motorcycle after drinking alcohol. And finally, the adjective drunk. As in, when the policeman stopped the driver, it was easy to see that the driver was drunk. Now, let's get back to our lesson. We're on the same page, but now we begin on line 14.
Road trip safety. But no matter where you live, children under 13 always ride safest in the back seat. Adult safety. Statistics show that when car accidents occur, seatbelts save lives. People not wearing seatbelts have a much higher death rate than those wearing them. Be sure to always wear yours. It's the most effective way to save your life. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol and driving don't mix. Ever. In many places, drunk driving is the major cause of traffic accidents. Take your trip without the deadly addition of alcohol. This summer, make sure all your road trips end safely and happily.
So before the break, we were talking about children's safety and how you can keep your children safe when you go on a road trip. And we mentioned about the important need to buy a child safety car seat. Now, I know many people, they want to save money or fit more people into a car, so they might not think it's important, but you do need to buy a child safety seat for your child until they are 145 centimeters, because if you don't, it's very easy for your child to get hurt in an accident.
And the child, a child safety seat is a law in some places, but our article says that no matter where you live, children under the age of 13 always are safest when they're riding in the back seat, the seat behind the driver and front seat passenger.
Now let's move on to our third section, and now we'll be giving you some tips about adult safety. So first, we have some statistics that show that when car accidents occur, seatbelts save lives. So statistics are numbers. People have done research to find out these numbers, and they will show you some facts. So these numbers have proved that car seat belts do save people, save their lives from dying.
And one of these statistics says that people not wearing seat belts have a much higher death rate than those wearing them. Now, that word rate is one of our more information vocabulary words, and we're talking about deaths per year when we're talking about the death rate. A rate is a measurement, and usually it's a number that's related to another number. So number of deaths per year is a rate, or you also have miles per hour or kilometers per hour or something like that.
Right, so we have the death rate, and we also have the birth rate. So be sure to always wear your seatbelt, because that's the most effective way, or that's the way that is most useful to save your life when you are driving.
All right, our next tip is very simple. It simply says avoid alcohol. Now, alcohol is an important word for you to know, especially if you are wanting to know how to make your car road trip safer. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol is the stuff in beer and wine that makes you think a little crazy, makes you maybe a little funny, and makes you actually slow in your reaction. It makes your whole body and mind slower.
So avoid it. Stay away from alcohol if you're going to drive, because alcohol and driving don't mix ever. So they don't go hand in hand. They don't go along. They don't fit. So don't drink alcohol. Don't drink beer or drink liquor or wine and then go out and drive, because it's very dangerous. In fact, in many places, drunk driving is the major cause of traffic accidents. Drunk, Chip.
That's right. Drunk driving. So drunk is an important adjective for our viewers and our listeners to know. If you're drunk, that means that you're a bit out of control. You've had too much alcohol, and so your mind and your senses are not working properly. So obviously, driving drunk is a very dangerous situation because you are not able to react to other drivers the way that you should.
So, to be safe, take your trip without the deadly addition of alcohol. Deadly means it can lead to death, or it can perhaps even cause death. So don't risk your life, don't risk dying by drinking alcohol. So this summer, make sure all your road trips end safely and happily. Well, we hope that you do try to go on a road trip this summer and that you will stay safe and enjoy your road trip. Now let's visit the chat room.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Beth. Thanks for joining us, friends. Today's lesson gives us tips on how to stay safe while taking a road trip.
Right, Beth, but I have a question. Can we call a road trip a car trip?
That's a good question. You might hear someone say they're taking a car trip, but more often than not, people use the expression road trip to describe a journey in which they travel by car.
Oh, okay. So have you ever taken a road trip, Beth?
Yes. My family went on many road trips when I was growing up. They were fun. In fact, I'm ready for one now. Want to hit the road with me, Ken?
No, I don't want to hit the road. That's what our article is telling us not to do. It's telling us how to prevent accidents, not cause them.
Ken, hit the road doesn't actually mean to hit the road. I'm not talking about having an accident. To hit the road means to start a journey.
Oh, I get it. So if we're going on a road trip and it's time to leave, I could say, let's hit the road?
Exactly.
开车旅游可以叫做 car trip, 但是通常会用 road trip。当我们准备要上路,要出发了,我们可以用一个很口语的讲法, let's hit the road, 我们上路吧。Beth, can you tell me some more idioms with the word road?
Sure. You might hear someone say, let's get the show on the road. And that means they want to get something started and that they want everyone around them to hurry up.
Okay, what about the end of the road?
Ah, the end of the road means the conclusion of something. For example, you might hear this idiom about an athlete or a sports team who has reached the end of their season or no longer has a chance to win a tournament or a competition. It's the end of the road for them.
What about when someone talks about something down the road? Does that mean something is in front of them?
Well, kind of, but not physically in front of them. Down the road refers to the future. For example, I might say, Jeff and Mary might have kids down the road, but definitely not anytime soon. Another idiom you may hear is rocky road. If someone is going through a difficult time in their life, we might say they've been going down a rocky road.
来学一些跟 road 相关的片语 ,rocky road, 颠簸的路指的是不顺利艰辛的人生道路。Down the road 是指未来。The end of the road, 一条路的终点也就是无路可走结束的意思。Get the show on the road 是开始工作着手进行的意思。
Thanks for joining us, friends, but don't hit the road yet. It's time to go see Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们来看 crash 这个名词。Crash 在这里是指撞击或者是毁损。例如 ,many passengers were injured in a car crash last night. 昨晚的车祸中有许多乘客受伤了。或者是 the survivor of the train crash were rushed to the nearest hospital. 火车事故的生还者被火速送到最近的医院。Crash 也可以当动词，例如 a convertible crashed into a store and a driver was seriously injured. 一部跑车撞进了一家商店，结果驾驶严重的受伤。接下来我们看的是 rate 这个名词。Rate 是指比率。例如 ,the birth rate of many European countries is decreasing continually. 许多欧洲国家的生育率持续的下降。或者是 ,the unemployment rate is increasing due to the recession. 由于经济不景气失业率上升中。或者是 ,the treatment has a high success rate in treating ulcers. 这种治疗法治疗胃溃疡有很高的治愈率。最后我们看的是 deadly 这个形容词。deadly 是指致命的。例如 ,the deadly disease finally disappeared due to the development of the vaccine. 这种致命的疾病因为疫苗的发明终于绝迹了。或者是 ,a deadly virus was found in the water, 在水中找到了一种致命的病毒。或者是 ,it is illegal to purchase these deadly weapons. 购买这些致命的武器是非法的。And now we have to say goodbye. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Road trip safety. Tips to keep you and your family safe on the road. Do you have any road trips planned for the summer? If so, why not review a few safety tips to help you travel safely? Watch the road. Make sure you're well rested.And stay off your cell phone when you drive. Tiredness and cell phone usage cause serious accidents. When you drive, keep your eyes on the road and your mind on your driving. You may need to react quickly to avoid an accident. Children's safety. Car crashes cause the most accidental deaths for children worldwide. In some places,Child safety seats are required for children until they're over 145 centimeters. But no matter where you live, children under 13 always ride safest in the back seat. Adult safety. Statistics show that when car accidents occur, seatbelts save lives. People not wearing seatbelts have a much higher death rate than those wearing them.Be sure to always wear yours. It's the most effective way to save your life. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol and driving don't mix. Ever. In many places, drunk driving is the major cause of traffic accidents. Take your trip without the deadly addition of alcohol. This summer, make sure all your road trips end safely and happily.
Well, we hope these tips will help you stay healthy, you and your family, as you travel on the road this summer. Friends, our Key Points feature is a great way to remember the content of each lesson. And it's a great way to preview the content of an upcoming lesson. So if you have a few moments this weekend, why not preview the key points for Monday's lesson on fiber optics? It's a high-level article, so the more you know about the topic beforehand, the better. Now, on behalf of all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, I wish you a relaxing and safe weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. Bye-bye, everyone.